free throw line. An impressive night for Landon Zimmer. Following that, everyone else in single digits. Micah Kramer at 9 points. All but two field goals coming from free throws for him. And then after Micah Kramer's 9 points, Nash Morton at 6. Tyler Heckroth and Keegan Bixman at 4 points. Nash Morton snuck in there at 6 points. Cade Ryerson, Connor Gettle, and let's see, that was Joey Gola with 3 points. And then Cal Most at 2 points, rounding out the scoring for the USA Patriots. For the Kingston Cardinals, they were led by Evan Neff with 13 points. Everyone else in single digits, Aaron Kaler at 7, Nathan Cloyd and Nathan Dawson each at 6 points, Hunter James at 5, and Levi Kreiderman at 2 points. And that is all the scoring for the Kingston Cardinals. From the free throw line, USA was 10 for 14 for 71%. Kingston 6 for 10 for 60%, so not much difference there. Turnovers, though, Kingston with 15, USA with 8, a 7 turnover difference in favor of the USA Patriots. Rebounding went in favor of USA as well by 8 rebounds, 28 to 20. USA with 18 defensive rebounds, 10 on the offensive glass for a total of 28. Kingston with 13 defensive rebounds, 7 offensive rebounds for a total of 20 on the night. So, John Mooney, what do you have for shooting here in a 19-point victory for the USA Patriots?
Shooting grand totals for the Kingston Cardinals, 15 for 44, only 44 total shots, 34%. And then to USA's 20 for 56, 35%. You know, they still outshot them, getting at least 12 more shots off than what Kingston could do. And, you know, you can't blame them because the deal was is that Kingston couldn't even find the basket. Because the hands and the quickness that USA possesses just did not allow them to go ahead and get a ball in a position where they could go ahead and score. Credit USA's defense for controlling this ball game.
You have those broken down and beyond that, or did I get
yes,
that
I do.
Time? Okay,
yes,
all right,
I
what
do.
You got?
For Kingston, grand total on the inside, 11 for 33. And, of course, every time they – were in the inside, they'd get it stripped, but they did get 33 shots off, but 33%, but if you only get 11 buckets out of the deal, that's not going to win ball games for you. Outside, they didn't even get comfortable shots on the outside. They were 4 for 11, and that's 36%, which is a testament to the fact that they're really good at what they do on the outside and inside. They just couldn't get the looks. For USA, 12 for 31 on the inside, 38%. And on the outside, 8 for 25, that's their normal routine, 32%. They'll just kill you out there. They get more shots than their opponents.
So USA in that second half, 5 for 12 from the three-point line. And then it looks like we had 5 for 13 on the inside as well. And so 40% shooting in the second half, 32% in the first half for Kingston. What, 9 for 27 in the first half, 33%, 6 for 17. That's just a shy over 33% in that second half. So Kingston had their hands full. You know, USA really showed why they have the best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference, allowing just 39 points tonight. And actually, that is more than what USA is averaging. Their average came in tonight averaging 35.9. So USA or Kingston took them 3 points above their average. But still, anytime you're average, anytime you can keep its team under 40 points is a good day. If you're averaging under 40 points per game, that's really good.
That's a killer statistic. And then on top of that, Kingston did not have an answer for Landon Zimmer. Landon Zimmer, in three quarters of the ball games, he already had his 24 points.
Yeah.
He was totally blanked in the fourth quarter. They didn't need it.
What was really the difference maker here? You know, USA was
quickness.
And they seem to be in every passing lane. They seem to turn over the ball when Kingston was trying to put anything together. USA was there to jam them up.
Kingston did a nice job of trying to keep the ball off the floor because, you know, you put the ball on the floor against a USA, they're just going to eat you right up, okay? So they did a nice job on that, but there was just some problems that they had as far as going up the lane. They coughed up the ball every time they did go up the lane. As far as their inside shots, that's kind of, uncertain because their inside shots that they took around the paint area, they didn't collect any points, basically, especially in the first and second half. I see them blanked. So, okay, they got a couple of opportunity shots at around 14, 15, 16 feet on the right-hand side. That was it. But that was only two, one by Neff and the other one by Cloyd in the second half. They just could not get close to the bucket on the inside, and their outside was bottled up. They did get a couple of, gimmies toward the end, but that was it. It was just smothering defense. That's the name of the game right there.
So USA now 12-0 on the season. They now host the Caro Tigers tonight, who lost to Reese 56-43. As Reese outscores Caro in that second half 37-22, as Caro was actually leading at the half 21-19. So Reese uses a big second half to take out Caro 56-43. Thanks to Sheridan Photography for tweeting that one out to us. And John, USA is showing tonight, I mean, not only did they beat one of the best teams in the NCTL, but they're showing, this is my first chance of seeing USA this season. You know, of course, you saw them last year. You know, they take out Flint Beecher. They make it all the way to the quarterfinals, dominate the regular season. They had everything. They had the inside game. They had the outside game. They had the defense. And you wonder, can they do that again? You know, they lost so many key components to that team last year, but here they are again, dominating in different ways than last year.
Are they going to be able to make the magical run? Well, first of all, let's keep it in the thumb.
Yeah.
Are they going to go ahead and win the Greater Thumb Conference West? I would lay odds on it, okay? Bad Axe still has something to say about it, and they're free to go ahead and prove me wrong. That being said, you know, USA has just got too much firepower, so that means we're talking districts. Unless they take a night off, and it's in Cass City, of course, and somebody catches them, we expect them to go to regionals. Now, who are they going to meet in regionals? You know, somebody that is pretty familiar with USA, and I think they've got something to prove against USA, and we're talking about Flint Beecher. Flint Beecher is the number one team in Division III, used to be called Class C. And Division 1, 2, or 3, it wouldn't matter where Beecher plays because they'd be in the top 10, maybe top 3 in the entire state. So Beecher's lying in wait like a panther. They're just waiting, okay? And that'd be the first night of regionals, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So
In Bad Axe. But the first game of regionals against more than likely Flint Beecher.
Yeah.
That's a tough draw.
You know, what an order. But can USA do it? I'm not going to say no. But, the odds are that it's going to be quite a tall order for the Patriots to get out of regionals like they did last year.
Definitely. Now, USA has not lost in 320 days. That's their 33rd straight regular season victory tonight. And they have not lost a regular season game in 705 days.
This has been quite a run. I mean, there's times where, you know, some schools will go ahead and have a run like this. Bad Axe had a fairly decent run for a few years, a couple of years.
But not sustained
but
for
not
23
like
years.
This. You know, it's a nice system. The system is working for them. And when they forget about the system, there's always Coach Gainforth ready to go ahead and call timeout and do a little education, which he did tonight.
Yes, he did. And I noticed that USA rearranged their trophy cases outside. I don't know if you noticed this, John, when we walked in, but they have no league trophies. They don't have room for their league trophies now. It's just every regional championship. It's every district championship. It's every state championship, no matter what sport it is. It's an impressive trophy case when you're walking in the gym tonight.
So as far as trophy cases, if you build it, they will fill it.
Well, not always the case, John. Just ask my Spartans there. But, John Mooney, let's wrap things up. Your final thoughts from tonight.
Well, you know, I'm really pleased that we did this game. It was an opportunity to see two of the top teams in the area go ahead and combat. And Kingston, they found out exactly what USA is all about. USA defended their home court. Exactly the way you think they would. And so now it's off to bigger and better things for both squads. It was a good game for both teams to play, and now back to their own divisions and back to the task at hand.
So like we said, USA is home against Carroll on Wednesday and then at Cass City on Friday. Kingston now remains on the road on Wednesday. They are at Flint International and then at Marlette in the Greater Thumb East. To wrap up this week, so three-game weeks for both USA and Kingston. And tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, DS Services of Cass City, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, Kohler Propane, USA Schools, 3 Point Chiropractic, Insure, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? Of course, this does not wrap up our week of broadcasting. It's a doubleheader week for us here on the WLW Sports.